Thank you for listening to this sermon that was recorded during Eastertide at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church. Our sermons are based upon lectionary readings for the day. For more information about Holy Innocents, visit our website or friend us on Facebook. Thanks for listening and stay connected.
Said, "I am the true vine." Parables are supposed to make us scratch our heads, make us ponder, invite us to look at things from a different perspective. And this is one of those parables. In fact, it's one of those parables that we may have to look even a little deeper into. Besides being a difficult image to wrap our heads around, it contains a difficult word, the word abide. It's not a word that we use anymore. It's an old word in our very postmodern world. The best definition for abide may be to stay a while, to make a dwelling place, or as we say in the South, take off your shoes and sit a spell. Abide in me as I abide in you. I like to think Jesus is saying, come on. Come on, be in me as I am already in you. We are part of Jesus, all part of that true vine. And we know a little bit about botany. We know that all parts of the vine are important. The vine must have branches, and roots must nourish the branches, every part necessary to bear good fruit. Each part of the vine has a job to do. All are important to the whole. You and I, are connected on that vine, created by God to live in community with each other, with all others. So if we remember that all parables are invitations to deeper reflection, the invitation in this parable is for us to inhabit God, to move into the holy and make a dwelling place. Why? Because, my friends, God is already dwelling in us. When I was 10, we moved to a very big old house. In the backyard, there was a very tall oak tree, as old as the house. Way up in that oak tree, there was a platform. It became my sanctuary. It was quiet and peaceful. My younger brothers and sister were too small to climb all the way up that tree, so I was alone. I came to abide, to live in, to make my home there for what to me seemed like many months. It may have just been the summer, but in that treehouse, I felt safe. Abide in me as I abide in you. The abiding love Jesus proclaims is a treehouse, a place of solace and refuge, a safe house, a place that protects, a sanctuary that comforts. It's tempting to stay in our safe houses, to abide in our places of comfort. Yet we cannot neglect those around us. As part of that true vine, we must sprout. We must bear fruit. Even with all our technology, all the wonders of this age, we now spend less time actually talking to and being with other people. You all know this. That's not news to you. So here again, I find that old word abide makes good sense in our postmodern lives. Because we must also abide with each other. Offer that same comfort, the same indwelling of the holy to each other, to the one, dare I say, sitting next to you, to the one you may meet in the hallway, on the street. Each of us, I'm going to repeat myself, each of us is on the vine, all linked to the reign of God, a community connected one to another. We've spent the better part of this year in formation talking about how it is that we are connected, practicing connection, doing connection, trying to live more connected lives. Does this sound familiar? You guys have heard this. Why? Why are we doing this work? Because that is the call of Christianity. All of our lives are connected. Us helping to recognize that even in the midst of trial or trouble or pain, that our community is here, created to be with each other. Because we are not alone. What happens to a part of the vine that is alone or disconnected? The branches will wither and die. The vines that are our lives are part of the true vine that give life and health to all. Eventually, I had to leave my sanctuary in the oak tree. I guess I had to go back to school. I wanted to be with other people. I wanted to know who my neighbors were. I wanted to be part of my family, sort of, part of the larger community. I couldn't do that from 35 feet above the ground. I had to do that by actually touching them and being with them. I had to share what it is I knew of God's abiding love with others. And that's what we all must do. This parable is a difficult one, not because we don't know anything about grapes or vineyards or pruning, but because we have to interact with people. That's what makes it hard. Real, live people. People we like and people we don't like. People who believe differently, talk differently. People who are just plain different than we are. And still, and always, we are part of that true vine. Abide in me as I abide in you. So why does this parable matter? I'm still thinking this to myself. And then I'm reminded that we are not alone. Ever. Even in the darkest days and nights, we are connected, held, loved, and nourished. And because we are, we carry that love to the world. I may not always understand how the vine is real. I am often blinded to the needs of those around me. I can miss opportunities to connect with others. And I don't always know what to do with what I see and hear. And yet, I will find time to agree with God and to be part of the vine. I am thankful for the thousands of ways I know and experience the abiding presence of God in my life. I am able to look forward each and every day to the connections I have with others. So as we move through these glorious weeks of Easter, may we look and pray for God to reveal our connections to the vine and to the one who tends it. Amen.